The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
All right, guys, hey, this is what we've been working for now. We've worked hard all summer long. Just think about it. Think about the weight room. Think about all the things that you've done between now and last year. 365 days out of the year, most of us have been working. And what do we get in a football game? If you're lucky, you might play 40, 50, 60 snaps. Some of you guys might get lucky and play a little bit more than that. But let me ask you something. You work 365 days out of the year. You bust your butt. You don't get time off. How could you not play the hardest that you could play on every single snap? Just think about it. We're only going to get 12 of these, 12 of these opportunities. Then we're going to get a bowl game. Then we might get a championship game. But just think about it, guys. You've worked all this time and you're only going to get tonight 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 opportunities. How could you not be the best on every single snap that you can be? You got to have fun. If you're not going to have fun, why are you even playing? I understand some of you got some butterflies. Everybody does. Hell, I've been coaching for 40 years and I still got butterflies. I don't think I could have any fun if I didn't have any butterflies. But all you got to do is just remember one thing. You just got to win one play. You don't have to win 60 plays. You don't have to win 80 plays. You just need to win the one play that you are playing. Win that one play. How do you do it? You play harder than he does. Hey, there's a reason they're on scholarship. They're good. They got good players just like we do. But you know who's going to win this game? Who has the best pad level? Who gets helmet under helmet? Who keeps their eyes up? Who plays longer and harder and tougher. But always remember, you can't play 60, 70, 80 snaps. You can only play one. So all night long, just remember to do this one thing. Play the best that you can play, one play at a time. That's all we got to do. Everybody got it? All right, here we go. Win on three. One, two, three, win. It's the sound of football. It's that time of year. It's time to get going again. The juices are flowing. People are excited. You can smell it in the air. This is a treat. The sounds of football, there's not anything like it. It's that high. It's that euphoria. It's like the greatest drug, the greatest sex that you could ever imagine. And it's almost time. We're a week away in high school in some states. We're just a few weeks away in college before we open up and we have the first games. What is it going to sound like when they walk out? Let's just take a few more visits into that. That was a normal, typical pregame speech for me, talking to our players, talking about how they just need to win one snap. Win one snap, win one play, then go play the next play. Be the best that you can every single snap. We walk out onto the field. As we're walking out, I got a hold of the quarterback. I look at him, maybe I talk to him in the locker room, and I look at him, I tell him, I say, hey, just remember, you got to have fun. Be the best that you can be. You're not going to be perfect. Nobody ever has been. Play the best you can play one snap at a time. Have a short memory. Have great fundamentals. If you do something great, get excited. But get over it. Play the next play. Don't ever get too high. Don't ever get too low. And always remember this. There's a billion that don't give a shit. We're not curing cancer. All we're doing is playing a game. So do the best you can. You're prepared. You're as good as there is out there in the game of football. Just be you. Don't be anybody else. Just be you. Hey, how do you feel about first play of the game? We just go ahead and we take a shot. We've been working at it all week long. Yeah, coach, I like that. Let's do that. Let's take the shot right off the bat. All right, how about this? How about first play we go south, smack, sluggo, X. You like it? Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, hell, let's go. Go out on the field. We receive the ball. First play of the game. We've got it called already. We've worked on it all week long. So we're going to run south, smack, sluggo, X. So we get the ball on the first play. We're on the 25-yard line. They kicked it off into the end zone. We line up in our 2x2 set. Offensive line gets up. The center, if he's playing for me, he's making the calls and he's making the cadence. He's looking at it. He's going, hey, hey, hey. We got 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, base, 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 base. Quarterback looks at all the receivers. He looks at the coverage. It's 4 across. In the quarterback's mind right now, he's thinking, okay, are they in quarters or is the safety going to come down and rob? Right now, they're trying to hold it on pre-snap. On pre-snap, both safeties back up. Both safeties stay on the hash marks. So he knows he's got a 2-safety look, and he knows right now that in this play call that we've called, south, smack, sluggo, X, or south, smack, split, X, he knows he's got the look that he wants. He knows right now that in a 2-safety look that the left inside receiver, the H, is going to go try to step on the toes of the H, and he's going to try to pull him outside. He's going to try to run a corner route and make him open his hips, and then the inside receiver on the left is going to do the same thing to his safety. And then the Z, or the X, is going to sneak in back behind him, and he's going to try to split the middle of the field. So now the ball is snapped. Coaches are sitting and looking on the side. Offensive line coach has got his identified. He looks and he sees his right tackle and he goes, holy shit, he overset it. The right tackle's in trouble right now. The right tackle misses the edge. The edge comes off free. First play of the game, it looks like we've got a big play. We got exactly what we want. We got everything. There's only one problem. The right tackle completely misses. So the defense of the outside edge backer is coming almost untouched. The quarterback keeps the ball up with 2 hands, just like he's taught every day in practice. He's doing his Manning Goff footwork, and in this case, it is Goff. He does a great job with footwork. He keeps the ball in 2 hands, and then he does what makes him the first pick in the NFL draft. He's cool, calm, and collected. He's been trained. If a free edge guy comes, what do they all want to do? I'll ask him that question. What do they all want to do? They all want the big hit for ESPN, coach. So what do you got to do? Don't panic. Keep the ball up with 2 hands. Keep hot feet. Keep my eyes down the field. All I got to do is be sudden and violent, move right at the last moment. He'll try to go for the big ESPN hit. I can avoid it. I can keep my eyes down the field, and I can still make the play. So that's exactly what he does. It's perfect. The safety comes off the hash. He hits the receiver down in the middle of the field. Receiver makes a diving catch. The receiver rewards the quarterback for the job that he's done. So what's going on with everybody else on the sideline? Everybody's got their job. Everybody's watching the play at the same time. The offensive line coach is talking to the guy up in the box, the other, usually a GA. What are they in? What are they in? 5-0, coach. 5-0, 5-0. All right, well, they got it. It looks like they got a left edge coming, coach. They got a guy coming off the edge off there. All right, we should have it. We should be in good shape. Everything good? Yeah. Oh, my God. Right tackle took a false step, coach. He took a false step. He's in trouble right off the bat. Goddamn, how can we do that the first play of the game? Worked on it all week. He doesn't get a set at all. I don't know, coach. I don't know. He just didn't do it. And then all of a sudden – QB, I go, holy shit, what a dumbass I am. What a terrible play call on the first play of the game. How could I have made such a bad play call on the first play of the game? I should have known better than to do that. But the football gods told me to take a shot. The football gods told me try to hit a big play on the first play of the game. So the quarterback saves me. He does a great job. He steps up, and I'm just watching. I'm watching the receivers, trying to see what's happening there. The receiver comes open. The quarterback regains his balance. He makes the throw. He throws it where the only person that can catch the ball is the receiver. The receiver makes a diving, two-handed catch. There's a reason that six of those guys will go on and play in the NFL in the next season. That's why we played a bunch of those guys, is so that they could go and make those plays. He shows the ball up with two hands. Receiver coach yells, great job, great catch. That a way to play, way to make a play. And then we are already calling the next personnel grouping. Giants, Giants, Giants. Give me Giants, Giants, Giants. Giants, Brown. Giants, Brown. Giants, Brown. Giants, Brown. I say it over and over and over and over again, making sure the personnel is in call. Hey, let's run kicker, 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 Z5, kicker, Z5, kicker, Z5. All the signals come in. O-line goes, hey, 5-0, 5-0, 5-0, safety down, 5-0, safety down. Kicker, kicker, kicker. We run it. Quarterback sticks it in the belly. He's looking outside. He's got an RPO on. He's looking to see if the safety is coming down. And at the time he's looking at it, the safety is flat-footed, but he's not coming down. Quarterback hands the ball off. We get the kick. We get the gaps down. Uh-oh, we got a rip. Hey, we got 7 yards. I'm looking at the Z on the 5. The safety didn't come down early enough, so we didn't have the Z on the 5 unless we had it late. Quarterback made the right decision. We get 7 yards. Running back coach, hey, way to run the ball. Way to get your pads down low. Great job, Daniel. Way to run the football. Way to get those pads down. O-line, good rip, good rip, good pad level, good pad level. Nice kick block, Luke Gingo. Nice kick, nice kick, nice kick. Everything worked perfect. We had numbers. We had numbers. Offensive line coach goes, coach, repeat it. Repeat it. We had the numbers. They didn't get lined up right. We out-leveraged them. We out-leveraged them. All of a sudden, next play call. Repeat, 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 repeat. I keep saying it over and over and over again. Repeat, repeat, repeat. All the signals go into our team. All the coaches on the sideline are moving their right arm around in a circle. Everybody's shouting, repeat, 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 repeat. What does that mean? It means we're going to run the exact same play, exact same formation, exact same read progression. But we got the defense on their heels. The play worked. And when a play works good, we just want to repeat it. Repeat, 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 repeat. So we repeat it. Same exact play, same exact formation. Quarterback looks again. Safety's coming down. But the quarterback, as he looks at it, goes, yeah, he's coming down. But you know what? We got a good rip the last time. I'm going to go ahead and hand it off. He hands it off. The down block is made. Our slot receiver comes down hard, makes the play. We get a good kick by the running back out in space. The guard pulls around. He's on the safety. The guard gets the safety. We're all of a sudden, the running back is in space. He makes the backside safety miss. He's in front. Now the sideline is going crazy. Go, go, go. Get it in. Get it in. Get it in. The receiver comes off the route. He comes off the 5. He ran a 5-step post. He knows now if the ball's not thrown to turn and find the defender and block him. He gets the last block. We go 50 yards for a touchdown. We have got the opening drive in. Offensive line coach is going crazy. Stick it up their ass, coach. Run it all night long. They can't stop us. Stick it up their ass. Running back coach, that a way to make him miss? Great job. Receiver coach, that's what I said. That's what I said. You don't get the ball, you make a play in space on the block. Welcome. College football. It's about ready to start. Load up. Get your big boy pants on. High school football. It's starting next week. Put your big boy pants on. It's time. Football is in the air.
thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.